Welcome in Holly and Daryl joining us on behalf of the Prairie Arts Center. Good to see you guys at the studio this morning.
Good morning.
Christmas season quickly approaching, Holly, and I think the Christmas is in the air at the Prairie Arts Center.
Yes, absolutely. It's the time of year again for Festival of Trees, and we're excited to have it back again at the Prairie Arts Center this year. We'll start next week bidding online. You can come into the Arts Center, check out all the fun items starting on the 15th.
Daryl, I've seen some previews of some of the trees on social media as of recent, and there's some unique ones for folks to bid on.
Very much so. You say Christmas is in the air, and I think, well, it's on the floor, it's on the tables, it's on the walls.
Very true.
You know, it's everywhere you can put Christmas, it is. There are some really fun and beautiful Christmas items this year. It's still Festival of Trees, you know, that's what we are. But at the same time, it's also centerpieces, it's wall hangings of all kinds. It's unique displays of Christmas.
Wall-to-wall decorations and floor-to-ceiling decorations, too.
Exactly, yeah.
And probably on the ceiling, the way he's talking.
Yeah, maybe,
about.
Yeah.
We do have a little.
Okay.
Awesome.
I missed that one.
Now, I'll put you on the spot. Of everything you've seen so far, what's the most unique thing in your mind?
Oh, man.
I don't think you saw the last tree that came in yesterday.
Is that the most unique one, Holly?
Probably.
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, you did. Okay.
I saw it online, so.
That was a pretty fun one. You have to really get in there and look at everything.
Like Chevy Chase's Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Chevy Chase's, he is standing next to the tree.
Oh, I did see that one. Yes. She's a beaut, Clark.
Yeah, that's right.
and even a snow saucer underneath it.
Wow. Yeah, that's a fun one. That one's Flower Market. So.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, they put a lot of fun items in there. Yeah. So.
Now, what's the item you brought with you here on our desk? What?
Not for that event. It's something that I make, and it's for somebody. Daryl's delivering it.
Yeah.
I see. Daryl's delivering it.
Yeah.
It looks Christmassy.
It is.
Yeah. Now, Holly, for those listening that haven't heard about the Festival of the Trees before, give us the Reader's Digest on it, please.
Well, I'll let Daryl give you a little bit of history behind it, but it's been held at the Prairie Arts Center for the last 4-ish years, and it's just a chance for businesses, individuals, organizations to come together. They donate items, and then all of those items are auctioned off. The last day of the auction will be November 20th. It's going to be a little bit different this year. It's online. We kind of started that when COVID hit, mm-hmm. and it just worked out well for a lot of people, so we continued that way. Gateway Realty was gracious enough to offer their services, so people can just jump on the link, place their bids. And then it ends on the 20th. Santa will be at the Art Center.
Awesome.
He's an awesome Santa.
He is.
Best around. He'll be there all day Saturday from 11 to 4, and then we'll have an evening cocktail hour where everybody can kind of gather together.
That's what Santa likes, is a
cocktail. Watch on a big screen as all of those bids kind of come to an end, and it's just really a fun time. Proceeds, as always, we're a nonprofit, so proceeds benefit the approach. Prairie Arts Center, and this year we're giving a portion of those to Lincoln County CASA.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Daryl, tell us about the rich history that this has here in our community.
I was just trying to figure out, this is either the 15th or 16th year that we've done this, and originally it started out as a fundraiser for Miss Nebraska pageant, and over the years it kind of evolved. It was always out at the Quality Arts Center, Quality Arts Center, about the Quality Inn and Suites, and then when they got new owners, they decided not to do it anymore, so we partnered with the Prairie Arts Center, and part of that partnership was them getting part of the benefit of it. And so we divided the money between them, and that year I believe was Miss Nebraska, mm-hmm. and after that we just decided to split the money between different opportunities in the community. We did the Community Playhouse 1 year, we did Mikey's Ride 1 year, and then CASA this year. And you were talking about Santa liking a cocktail. We like to think that the bidders at the auction like a cocktail, because that's when the bids start going out.
Right. Yeah. Funny how that works.
Yeah.
That's standard practice.
Yeah.
High auctions.
Yeah.
Now, Holly, I was at the Prairie Arts Center, I think it was last month. The Sheldon Art exhibit was there,
yes.
And I got to check it out.
Yes.
I was very impressed by that, but this is the first time I was able to make it up to the specialty Ted Long exhibit.
Oh,
and for folks who haven't seen that before,
that's very neat.
Tell us about that unique piece.
Yeah, it's an amazing room. I think when you step in the Ted Long Legacy Room, you kind of step back in time. It's designed after his studio that was on his property. Out at the ranch. It was his grandfather's cabin that they moved onto his property, and a lot of the pieces that are in there were out of his studio. So it's his easel and the brushes that he was using at the time. His last painting that he was working on is sitting on the easel.
Yeah, and a lot of them is as he left it.
Yeah, exactly. It's so cool.
It moved to you guys.
Yeah.
But that's how it looked in the studio.
Wow.
That was very, very good.
I was never out in his studio, but when I walked in the exhibit, I felt like I was right there out on the river. It was very moving, I thought.
Yeah.
Now, Rick Nelson did the work for all that, didn't he?
He did.
And
he did.
Put the logs up on the wall.
Yeah.
And
beams in the ceiling, and Rick's been our carpenter at the Art Center, and he does an amazing job.
Everything's perfect. He's quite a craftsman.
Yeah, he is.
What a blessing, too. It's such a gem to have that at the Prairie Art Center.
It is. You know, he is well known for his Western art, and he just really had a gift to depict history, and it's just really amazing. We have a lot of people that come
and
in
self-taught.
Just to look at his. Yeah, I know.
Self-taught.
Such a gift. Yeah.
And Ronald Reagan was a big collector of his stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why Reagan came here one time.
Mm-hmm.
He was an amazing man.
Yeah, he has quite a history. And we have a little iPad where people can go up there and listen to interviews from his family and his kids.
Oh, cool.
And some video and some pictures on there. So if you're not familiar with him, you can kind of get a chance to really learn about his
life.
Stop
by the Veterans Memorial. You can see
that.
Yeah.
That's what I was just thinking.
We do have
the
smaller sculptures of his that are out at the Veterans Memorial at the Art Center.
Awesome.
And those are in the gallery right now. We have a veterans exhibit with Quilts of Valor. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys wanted to bring up this morning on behalf of the Prairie Art Center?
I would just like to remind everybody, you can get on our Facebook page, you can get on our website, just to check out the link. I'll be posting that often. So it'll be really easy if you jump on our Facebook page. It's just gatewayrealty.hybid.com, and just click on that, and everything will be available to view. Or you can stop into the Art Center Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 4.
Oh, just give me something else to waste time on my computer with.
I know. Get on there and look at those.
Put your mouse in your right hand and your credit card in your left and check out the site.
No, put the credit card on the keyboard and keep that cocktail in the other hand.
Yeah, there you go.
That one's going to get the bids up.
I'm liking the way Tristan's thinking.
There is one
Good
wreath.
Friday.
There is one wreath there, Rick, that has your name written all over it.
Oh.
With all
it has some antlers.
It has lots of antlers on it and that kind of natural things. And I think that would work.
I do too, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're
going
to have to bid on this one, Rick.
I may have to go check it out, yeah.
Oh, no. Just give us your credit card number. And
they'll do the bidding for you.
Bidding for
wow, how generous.
And then Daryl's Deliveries will bring it to the place that you would like.
It comes full circle.
All right, a platinum card. Oh, no, it's a Cabela's card.
Uh-oh.
But you know what? That works just as well.
We'll use it, right?
You bet, getting points at the same time.
Yep.
So.
Well, Daryl, Holly, we sure appreciate stopping
Thank
by
you.
This morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after this on Husker Radio's Coyote Watch.